We have 330 million people, so the odds of having a bunch of nuts out there in your city are pretty big because there's a lot of us now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people. What, you think 1 in 100 is crazy? 1 in 1,000? I do.
More.
Yeah, more. Yeah.
I say 4 in 100.
I think you're probably right. I think 4 in 100 have something.
When I was asking Eric if he'd lick Gal Gadot's eyeball, Wonder Woman, he's like, I'd lick every part of her body. They ask people on the streets what they would do for $20, and it was all about licking. Would you lick this for $20?
For $20.
This is where I got my 4 out of 100, because they say 4% of people said they would lick, for $20, lick a stranger's armpit.
God, no.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's how times are, financial times are.
All right,
tough.
So that's 4 out of 100. Okay, is this crazy? Would you lick a dead fish for $20?
Well, yeah, sure. Because you eat fish.
Every night, right,
yeah,
Heidi?
Still as ever.
I do that one. $20. Yeah. It's just,
how long has it been dead?
Yeah, oh, that's a good question.
Well, instead of stinking,
it's got
rotting
flies
fish.
On it.
No, I wouldn't do it if it had flies on it.
In a bucket on the pier.
It's not a rotting fish alongside the road. This is
dead.
One freshly from the stream.
And one lick just.
Yeah, scales up or scales down?
I'll go scale. I want to go with the scales.
Yeah, you got to go with scales.
I'm not licking against the scales.
Crazy. A stranger's earbuds. Would you lick for $20?
No. I wouldn't even put them in my own ear. Take out licking.
I mean, Anthony's technically not a stranger because he works here, but he has earbuds right there, and they were in his ears. Who will lick them right now for $20? I know Johnny would.
Johnny, he's our Mikey. He'll lick anything.
It's not as bad as finding them out,
right,
laying.
You
in
know,
a,
yeah, you know.
At
Anthony.
Least you know the guy. But
right.
Even then,
all right, Johnny, you need to stick both of Anthony's earbuds in your mouth and suck on them. I'll give you $20. I got $20 right here.
And now
right?
Anthony has to put them back in his ear after Johnny sucked on them. I mean, it's a lose lose. Really,
put them in your ears. Dig them in there good, Anthony. And then Johnny's got to put both earbuds in his mouth.
Johnny, don't do it.
I have $20, don't I? Right there.
Yes, it
$20.
Is.
$20. He's really...
All right.
Johnny, if you're hard up for cash, we could have started a Kickstarter campaign for you.
All right. You got to stick them both in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And
Oh,
my God.
Oh, he's swishing around.
He's sucking on. Yes. Did you suck on? Like, I didn't see tongue touch anything. You could have just dangled him in your mouth like you teabagged yourself. So I need to see you... You tongue both of those earbuds for this $20. All right, Johnny?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's...
Oh, he's nice, brother. Oh, his face.
Oh, he's making...
All right, here's
Stop
the money.
This
here's the money. No, Anthony has to put him back in his ears after Johnny licked him. And look at him.
Oh,
no.
For free.
See, we have Johnny. Crazy people working here for Aussie.
We do.
It's probably 10% now.
I think we found out Johnny's hurting for cash.
What
we all have our
price.
$20, I don't know.
Yeah, we can go down the whole list. Will Johnny lick it? There's 12 things on this list, Johnny. That's good money.
Johnny, would you lick a stranger's, though? And I mean, at least we knew these came
Anthony,
from Anthony.
Yeah.
But just, you know, some you find at the health club or in the street. Would you, for $20, lick that? Put that in your mouth?
As long as it wasn't somebody from the street, I think.
But you don't know.
It's in the street, so...
You know, they give you headphones sometimes on airlines. If you just found the earbuds that someone left in the back pouch or the seat ahead of you, would you lick them?
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting nauseous just thinking about that.
Other things on this list about what would you lick for $20? A dollar from a convenience store.
No.
I hear there's more bacteria on a dollar.
I think of the germs.
No way.
Your best friend's foot.
Yeah.
$20?
Well,
yeah.
Top or bottom?
It matters?
It matters.
The bottom is worse than
the
top.
We're best friends. Who cares?
The bottom is worse.
Yeah, because she might have been running around all day barefoot. And you're
yeah,
like,
in her knee highs. Well, you have 70-year-old friends, Heidi.
Well, then her feet are clean, and I'll take those stockings off and lick away.
Suck on her bunions.
Mm-hmm.
A random dog, would you lick for $20?
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I do
no
that.
No problem.
Isn't that weird? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we were walking through Costa Rica down this alley, and this little puppy comes out, but it's got mange on its head.
Aww.
And my lady starts petting it. I'm like, don't touch that. It's got mange. Isn't mange contagious?
I think it's to other dogs it's contagious. I don't know.
I don't think it hops to the human species. So we'd all be in
really?
Trouble. Yeah.
You can't, like, she scratched
know.
Her head all of a sudden. She's all splotchy.
the new hairstylist in town doesn't look so good. You're like, you're...
Yeah. Would you go to a hairstylist with mange?
No. Would you suck her fingers after scratching the mangy hair of a mangy dog?
No.
Okay.
Not, let's see, a stranger's iPhone screen.
No.
Because it's your fingers, stranger fingers.
Filthy. Yeah,
just 42% said they would, just for $20.
You use it in the bathroom, you say you get on your phone. Ooh. No.
Number five on this list of things you would lick for $20. Underwear at a store that looked clean, but may have been tried on.
Oh, God.
Would you lick them right there in the crotch area for $20?
Please tell me this is zero. People said yes.
No.
38% would.
See, but these are the same people that buy that stuff.
So you think 38% are Japanese panty sniffers?
I think that's probably the majority, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are people who have kinks who are into that stuff.
Yeah, they're like, tell me more. Oh, my God. How can I lick it more?
You know, if this was $100 or a couple $100.
That's different.
But 20?
All right, would you rather lick the underwear at a store that may have been tried on right in the crotch area or the floor at McDonald's?
Cotton crotch.
Yeah.
Underwear.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Because the floors had more traffic.
We hope.
Think of the shoes you used the bathroom, and then they walk to the counter, and God knows what they...
Yeah, 12% would lick the floor at McDonald's for $20. Is everyone hurting for cash?
I guess so. Clearly.
Hey, yeah.
Maybe the floor right in front of where they fried the burgers. Maybe some, that could be some tasty. Grease and stuff. Yeah.
But not splash out of the fry.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, there you go. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Keep it here. So I got some Blues Travelers tickets to give away. Blues Travelers. The Travelers, Blues Travelers.
There's a lot of them, but I think it's just one.
Blues Traveler.
Blues Travelers.
Singular Travelers.
Right. Yeah. But they're all going together.
I know. It's like Ruth's Chris or Carl's Jr. There's that S that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
What's going on in traffic, Lisa?